Aircheckdownloads.com.
Another pretty mild day, around 10 degrees. Cloudy with some bright spells. Maybe the odd spot of rain in places. Some of you staying dry, though. 20 past 8 the time.
It's Rob and Chrissy's Top 10.
We love this story about a German zoo that have installed a flat-screen TV in the ape enclosure.
Yes, that's
right.
So
we thought, this is just begging for a Rob and Chrissy Top 10. So we want some animal Top 10 TV shows. Things like, Have I Got Newts for You?
Have I Got Newts for You? That's pretty good, yeah. Can you do better? And just to make it worth your while this morning, as it's a feel-good Friday, we're feeling, as you can tell, in a very generous mood. There is a prize for the best one that we get.
How'd you like to go off and see Rebecca Ferguson at Ipswich Regent, 26th of March, 2014? Tickets for Rebecca's next tour go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
All the details at heart.co.uk. So, it's a top 10 animal TV shows. Chrissy gave you Have I Got Newts for You? What are you coming back with? Best one, as chosen by Intern Merch. Yes, we're going to put the blame on him. Before we share the top 10 with you at about 10 to 9 this morning, we'll get those Rebecca Ferguson tickets. She's the one who lost out to Matt Cardle. Do you remember in the 2010 X Factor? Came runner-up.
That's right, she
the
did.
The lovely Liverpudlian Liverbird.
But I tell you
gorgeous.
What, I mean, her last album got some great reviews. And one of my sisters bought it, plays it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely voice.
Good luck with that. On the text then, 82122, start with the word Anglia. It's 821. This is Leona Lewis's Christmas song. It's one more sleep, says Leona Lewis. I think it's nearer 26, actually.
Yeah.
Sleeps
yeah.
to Santa does return to the show on Monday. Loads of you been asking. Kids of all ages from... What's the song? How does it go in the song from... what song am I thinking of? Where they sing kids of all ages from...
Three to 33 or something like that.
Yeah, older than that. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Kids of all ages, sleeps to Santa, looking forward to it. Monday it is back, 8:26. And we're compiling, with your help, a top 10 this morning. Top 10 animal TV shows. This is because a German zoo has given a large screen TV to the chimps.
They're in the ape enclosure. They decided to put a flat screen TV. Some of the programmes are just soaps and others are... Well, a little bit naughty, shall we say that?
Okay. Well, I haven't seen any.
Bit late night TV.
Okay.
Where
are they then?
We got to look at the pictures.
Oh, the pictures.
They are, yeah.
Okay.
Who cockatoo do you think you are?
That's good.
From Sally. Is that going to win the Rebecca Ferguson tickets?
Oh, it might do, yeah. Rebecca Ferguson tickets for the Ipswich region in March.
26th of March.
Best one that we get this morning. How about I'm a chimpanzee, get me in there? Says Colin.
Yeah.
It's good.
Will it make it to the top 10, though?
We'll reveal that at 10 to 9. Plenty of time. 8:21:22. Start your message with the word Anglia. 8:27.
Hard breakfast with Sky One.
Conditions apply.
Have a great day with Atlantic Bathrooms and Kitchens. Natural stone tiles free with all installations. Minimum spend applies.
On FM, online, on your mobile and on digital radio, this is Hard. 8:30, and here's the latest.
Good morning, I'm Neil Perry. It's been one of East Anglia's biggest mysteries for the last 7 years. You're up to date on Hard.
Hard travel.
With Think Norfolk Road Safety. Drive sober. Why wouldn't you?
Lowest off day 12, Bascule Bridge between Pier Terrace and Station Square. Keep me up to date. Any other travel? 0345 373 7000.
Rob Chrissy, feel good Friday morning. We are compiling a top 10 animal TV shows. Will you be watching Channel 4 with Noel tonight, 4 o'clock, for Seal or No Seal? Or maybe an Aussie soap. Is this one of your favourites? Home and a Whale.
Hey!
Are they going to make the top 10? Are they going to win the Rebecca Ferguson tickets? 8:21:22. Start your text with the word Anglia.
The legend of the Phoenix.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Ah, that was it.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's the Christmas song. That's what I was trying to remember. When I said Sleep to Santa was back on Monday, and it appealed to kids of all ages, from 1 to 92. That's what I was trying to remember.
And Christmas songs, we start playing those on Monday as well, don't we? Open the doors for the Christmas songs.
There you go. Yeah. So we're compiling an animal TV show top 10 because some chimps at a German zoo have been given extra large screen TVs, and we're offering a pair of tickets to see Rebecca Ferguson. By the way, she's singing on The X Factor this weekend.
Oh, I look forward to that.
So
what
you can
about
see her for yourself.
How clean is your mouse?
That's good.
That's from Lee.
Yeah.
That's good. That might end up in the top 10.
Darren's come up with a good one. Never mind Football Focus. He wants Football Locust. It's good. Dragon's Hen. Thank you, Chris. Dragon's Hen. That could be said to be two in one there, I suppose, couldn't it?
I suppose so. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's still plenty of time. 23 minutes to nine.
Hot search for the cleverest place in the East. Rob and Chris's Big Town Showdown.
We're going to go somewhere today for Big Town Showdown, Chrissy. I think the name of this particular village, I'm assuming a village, we'll find out in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something out of a TV show, a made-up name.
I know exactly what you mean.
Flempton. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, tell us all about Flempton, and for anyone who doesn't know, where exactly is it?
Well, Flempton is just outside Bury St Edmunds, sort of on the way to Mildenhall. Don't know if anyone knows of Mildenhall.
We're with you.
Yes, we do. The speedway and the airbase, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And I actually found out a bit about the name itself, because I've always wondered why it had such an unusual name.
It is unusual.
Uh-huh. And it goes back to Anglo-Saxon times, when its founders settled in this area. And they were from Flanders, which apparently is a part of Belgium.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Flanders Fields and all that.
So Flanders, Flempton, fairly similar, I suppose.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I get you.
Good one, Karen.
How many people live in Flempton, would you say?
Oh, probably around 300, maybe 400. Not a huge amount. It's a fairly small village with regards to houses, but it's quite spread out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm with you. Let's have a look at the leaderboard, Karen.
Okay.
31 seconds to beat. We've got Mistley and Reefham joint first at the moment at the top.
How does it normally go when you play along, Karen?
It varies quite a lot. and it's always easier when you're listening to someone else doing it.
Oh, I know, isn't it?
But when you're actually doing it yourself, it always, things like that seem a bit harder, I think.
Should we crack on, Karen?
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Yeah,
go
definitely.
On.
All right.
Yeah.
10 questions coming up. You're not allowed to pass. You must give us an answer no matter how ridiculous that might be. We've had some belters recently, I will say. Righto, Karen, best of luck. Your time starts now. What colour's a carrot?
Orange.
True or false, badgers are reptiles?
False.
The majority of the Amazon rainforest is in which continent?
South America.
Who starred in the noughties film Castaway?
Tom Hanks.
How many legs does a fly have?
Ooh, six.
Which sport do you associate with the Oval?
Cricket.
Which actress is Brad Pitt's partner?
Angelina Jolie.
How many people were in the Spice Girls?
Five.
What's the capital of Wales?
Cardiff.
We traditionally have which sauce with turkey?
Cranberry.
Stop the clock! Karen, great effort. 10 out of 10.
Well done.
Woo. It's all going to come down to how long it took, though. Let's have a look. Bearing in mind, 31 seconds, joint leaders.
Yeah.
Right down to Chantry on 35, and they're in fourth place. So how did it go, Chrissy?
Oh.
The time for Flempton, 35 seconds.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
That puts you joint fourth.
Joint fourth.
Yeah.
Gotta be happy with that.
Five. Well done.
Great effort, Karen. You can hold your head high in Flempton.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, well done you.
So, a big sigh of relief, I suppose, for Mistley and Reefham, because they're going to think we've survived another week.
Day.
As we go into the last fortnight of Big Town Showdown. Yes, it's that crucial. So, if you've been wanting to have a go, come on, get in there right now.
Not many spaces now, are there?
No, and let's just remind you that 31 seconds can be beaten, because the fastest ever time in previous Big Town Showdowns has been 27.
It can be, but will it be?
Text in right now if you want to have a go. Start your message with the word Anglia, 82122. That's the number. More Big Town Showdown on Monday.
Rob and Chrissy's Big Town Showdown.
Aircheckdownloads.com.